Veteran Washington journalist Sid Davis has witnessed firsthand many of the most pivotal events in recent American political history. He was there for the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963 and the swearing-in of President Lyndon Johnson on Air Force One immediately after JFK's death. For our latest installment of Politics Ohio, we spoke to Davis about his upcoming speech to the Dayton Council on World Affairs and about Donald Trump, who this week held his first press conference since being elected President of the United States. Sid Davis, it's a pleasure to speak with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time out. You are actually going to be visiting our state very soon to speak at the Dayton Council on World Affairs, and your topic is the presidency, the press, and the people. Can we talk about some highlights?
I'm going to talk about, mostly, I think, I'm going to talk about things I've seen and covered. I will talk about the presidency, what it means. This is a good time to do that. We're going to be inaugurating a new president on the 20th, and Trump will be president for about 10 days by the time I get to Dayton. I don't think he'll change much in those 10 days. We know pretty much his style. There was a news conference here in town yesterday, and it was pretty raucous. He had reason to be upset. Intelligence report by an outside, not U.S. government intelligence outfit put out a report and gave it to, had passed it on to the two political parties. And there were some things in there that had never been verified that were harmful to Donald Trump, the president-elect. And he was upset. I don't blame him. And I thought that some newspapers exercise some restraint, but not all of them do. We're not a conglomerate. We're different newspapers with different views and radio and TV stations, etc. So it's very hard to control the press. Presidents who try to control the press never succeed. And the press is a part of the democratic process, but it's not a part of the system. You have to have a press to tell the American people what you're doing.
You've seen and done so much in your career, and today you still lecture to audiences on media, the presidency, and television's impact on public policy. Now with the advent of the internet, information is coming at people even faster. What are your thoughts on how people deal with all of this in today's age?
The internet is a wonderful medium. I mean, what the internet can do, what computers can do, it's just amazing that you can have this wonderful thing called the internet and read about anything you want to read and go to Google and find out any subject, if you have a problem writing your story and you need some information, you can get it instantaneously on a computer. It's absolutely stunning, and yet we abuse it. If I were advising President Trump, I would say, please don't tweet. The major networks will give you the time. Go on television. Get out of your pajamas, put on a suit and tie, go down to the Oval Office where you belong, and make a speech. Right after the oath-taking on January 20th, and after the parade and that sort of thing, and he gets back to the White House, I'd suggest he go up to the second floor of the White House to the Lincoln bedroom, close the door all by himself, and ponder the portrait of Lincoln in the bedroom, and think about the enormous burden he's going to have now, because the world is not in great shape, and he is going to be in a job that is the most powerful job in the world. And I think if you study what other presidents have done, in particular presidents who faced horrendous crises, and Lincoln certainly did, with 600,000 dead or wounded in the Civil War and the country about to split itself apart, Lincoln managed it. And I think just sitting in that bedroom and thinking about the job he has to do, I think there's a lot he can learn in some study of some previous presidents. And the Lincoln bedroom is one of the best places to do it. LBJ used to go up there late at night, early in the morning, before dawn, and he would pick up the phone and call the Situation Room, and he would ask how many of my boys did not come back today in Vietnam. These are some of the things Donald Trump is going to have to face. But I'm sure that President Trump is going to face a lot of serious crises, and it's a sobering experience. So I would say that studying what Lincoln did and Roosevelt and all these presidents that faced horrendous difficulties would be a smart move on the part of a very brand new president.
We've been speaking with journalist Sid Davis. He'll be speaking at the Dayton Council on World Affairs annual meeting on January 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sinclair Ponet Center. Sid, thanks so much for your time. It was an honor speaking with you.
Well, Jerry, thank you.
You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WYSO. Find more episodes at WYSO.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.